Yeah,
yes, I will. I will. Thank you.
We love you more. Let us go to God in prayer. Oh, Father, we just bless you. Oh, my gosh. We just thank you because you are so amazing. And, Father, on this day, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that there is a sweet, sweet anointing, God, in this place. And so we command our morning this day, God, that it would align up according to your will, to your way, Father, and that as we go out into the world, that our lights will shine bright. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, God, that they said yes to the mission and mandate that you gave them to start this, the Master's Call, over 9 years ago, Father. And we thank you that you are enriching us, that you are empowering us, that you are enhancing us, that you are purifying us, that you are positioning us, that you are aligning us, that you are protecting us, that you are healing us, that we are delivered in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you that we are bold and that we walk in your authority. We walk in your dominion. We walk in your power. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every single tongue that rises up against in judgment, God, you already have that situation worked out. We thank you that the fight is fixed, and that we walk in victory, Father. We thank you that we are more than conquerors, Father. We thank you that we have angels that are dispatched on our behalf. We thank you that our children are blessed, our families are blessed, our ministries are blessed, our households are blessed. And so, God, on this day, we lay every single weight at your feet, God. We allow you to handle it, and we move ourselves out of the way so that you could use us mightily on this day and forevermore. So, Father, I ask that you would bless the speaker as they will come forth, Father, more of you and less of them, and that our ears, our hearts, and our spirits will be open to hear and receive what you say, God, what you say, God. So we thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you, and we glorify you, for our lives are not our own. To you we belong. We give ourselves to you. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the magnificent, and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I decree and declare these things to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. It has been a privilege for me to start this call this morning in praise and worship, and to greet each and every single one of you, my sisters and brothers. I pray that God will saturate you with his unmerited favor as you go through this day. And I would like to take a moment to ask the host, would you like to come on the line at this time and go ahead and continue the call? Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, take it away.
Hey, thank you so much. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. You are out there just like you just freshly here in New York. So thank you so much for you greeting us and watching us in this morning. I give myself away. We thank you so much for that and that powerful prayer. We so appreciate you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. This morning, I am happy this morning I woke up. Jesus. Good morning. Let me just give you a little bit about our call. So excited this morning. I want to share with you in 2010, two powerful co-founders started this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They want to keep us connected. So I'm so glad to be on this journey. Let us say we do have a scripture, Psalms 88 and 13, but to you I cry, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Amen? We are so excited about this call. I thank God for it. Well, we have a website that you can visit 24/7, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All the message has been archived on this website, as well as the bio of our speakers. Well, we have Dr. Vanessa. I heard us talk about the theme today, the theme for the year of 2020, New Beginnings. with the supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, evidence of greatness works must be released and seen. Amen. Thank you. If you've been fed, led by the Lord to be a part of our blessings as a greeting as Minister Tiffany did, and the host as yours truly, or share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or praise report. Please submit all your information to the info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa Wellesmoon or our prayer general, Minister Terrell, will contact you. And Friday, we take prayer requests and praise reports and the second half of our call, so you stay connected. So we are so grateful for that. Well, let me just so share with you this phenomenal Carnival Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artists Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, wealthy, and also you can share the information with everyone you come in contact with. The new morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of a wonderful artist product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Metro Pizza, or Boost Mobile, we have a bypass number that you can call in first, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. Today is Inspirational Monday, so we have an exciting call today. Dr. Vanessa Wessel is our host, and Minister, I think Prophet Kai will be the speaker this morning, but I will check that to be sure. But let me just say to you, we have something that's going to be taking place January 25th through the 26th, Artist Life Kickoff. Oh, in Houston, Texas, we ask everyone to begin to start going there. It'll be great. In Houston Marriott, it's South Harvey Airport. Please make sure you go to the correct airport. Special price for it is $89, including the plus tax, including your breakfast. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful when you have a breakfast. And you can register on artistlife.com. artistlife.com, kickoff 2020. So everybody, please judge yourself accordingly, and let's be in the place. So that would be wonderful to come in 2020. We all come together because this is an exciting time. I tell you, I love our company, Artist Life. Well, let me just not, I'm just going to slow this down. I may be talking fast. I don't think I had any sugar, but I'm excited this morning about the person that's going to come before us this morning. She needs no introduction, but well, I'm just going to give you a few things about her. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Oh, she has an extensive bio, so we ask everyone to take the time out to go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you can read a whole bio on Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. She's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She now says she's in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. Oh, God. Commissioned as an Army chaplain in 1985, she's pastor of the chaplain and a senior at each assignment. Dr. P.K. Roberts has two children, five grandchildren. Dr. P.K. Roberts served as one of the only ambassador of Artist Life International. Dr. P.K. is one of the co-founders of this master call that brought us all together. Without further ado, let me introduce you to some, present to others, none other than my friend that I love very much, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you out there?
Can you hear me, Honorable Cynthia Cox?
I can hear you loud and clear, my friend.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for a wonderful introduction. And thank you for what you do on the political front. I thank God for you today. My life is not my own. To him it belongs.
I give myself, I give myself to you. Listen, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out there on that West Coast, thank you for reminding me of that very thing this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are a super fantastic minister for the Lord, and thank you for blessing me. I do love and thank God today for my own sister and a co-founder of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, there in PV, Texas. I thank God for she and mother and what they mean to me in my life. To you, my TMC family, thank God for you. Thank God for you. As we are beginning this day two of our 40-day fast, I just wanted to stop and say a few things, because what Jesus did with his disciples was he often took time to instruct them and give them clear directives as to why they were doing what they were doing. And the thing that I loved about Jesus was when he was with farmers, he talked farmer talk, and when he was with fishermen, he talked fishermen. He made things very plain. He wanted folk to understand exactly why you were doing what you were doing. And so I've been talking to people about this fast as we are beginning to embark up on it, and some have gone through a fast. Some have done 3 days. Some have done 10. Some have done none at all, bless the name of Jesus, which is perfectly okay. Beginning anything that is godly is always a good thing. Say, it's a good thing. Not only is it a good thing, Dr. PK, it's a God thing. So it is a godly good thing that we are fasting right now. Amen. And so, first of all, let me just let you know that there is so much for you to eat on as you are going through this fast, which will be spiritually edifying. We, this 40 days, want to feed our spirit and not necessarily starve our flesh, but we definitely want to discipline it. The purpose of a fast, of course, is to discipline oneself with food and liquid, and also now that we have so many technological addicts in the church, you need to discipline yourself with this technology. Some of you say that you can't go to sleep without a TV. My sister, sister in love, has to have the TV on to go to sleep. Are you serious? Yes, that is right. But I always say to her, you don't know what that thing is dropping in your spirit when you sleep up in there. You think you have it on a channel, and you know what is coming on, but you don't know. So during this time, even if you love a TV and love Facebook and love all of these technological gadgets that the Lord has so blessed you with. Some have TV in every room. Listen, take some time away from this mess and hear what God has to say to you. I'm telling you, there is nothing. I didn't know it. I thought I knew it. But I'm telling you, I flat out know it now. There is nothing, nothing like being alone by yourself with the Lord. I've said to many over these past few months, I'm by myself. And the response normally is, you aren't by yourself. You're never alone. You have the Lord with you. I say, yeah, I sure do. And I know that I do. But it's nothing like having Jesus with me with some skin on him. But neither is there anything like having Jesus with you, with nobody with skin on him. Because I'm here to tell you the kind of revelations that come in that uninterrupted time is unexplainable. Glory to God. I thank you for it. And so with that being said, let me just get into the meat of the word this morning. And I'm not going to be before you long, not because I don't have anything to say, but because time will not allow me to be before you long this morning. I want you to know that as we are embarking up on 2020, Happy New Year again to all of you. As we have exited 2019 and stepped over into 2020, we step over into it with a new theme that Dr. Vanessa has coined for us, and it says, with supernatural eyes of faith. In us and through us, the evidence of greater works must, and I put that in all caps, be released and seen. With supernatural eyes of faith, that means that these old fleshly eyes just can't see it. Because I'm telling you all, as you get with God on a supernatural level, you will do things that this flesh just could not do and would not do. Why? Because it doesn't make sense. And why doesn't it make sense? Because the Word of God lets us know that the ways of God are so far above our ways. His thoughts are so far above our thoughts. And therefore, the actions will be so far above anything that we normally would do. And with that being said, I want you to get this theme down on the inside. In 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith, in me and through me, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Lord, have mercy. I thank you for that today. There is no way for that to happen without us having a supernatural connection with God. Somebody ought to say, amen, she's right. And one way, I'm not saying this is the only way, but one way for us to do that is to go in, enter into prayer and fasting. For those of you who have already called and talked to me about the fast, and those of you who were on the pre-planning call so that you received your accountability partner already, this announcement is not for you. I am saying to you, if you have not spoken with me, please call me. Get on the fast. Get on and get in where you can fit in. Some of you are saying, oh, my goodness, this is just not a good time. I want you to know there's never a good time to fast. From the flesh will let you know that it's never a good time to fast. And what fast are we engaged in this time? It is the Daniel fast, the same one that we engage in the beginning of every year, and the same one that we engage in once a quarter for 10 days throughout the year. It's nothing new about the type of the fast. There are new prayer directives, and the one that we have today that we are encouraged, and everybody, as you are hosting and greeting and ministering, to look at today, our scripture and our words for today, and I want you all to go right to it, and nope, I'm not going to preach on it. I started to it, but God said not so. Said talk to them and just get them straight for the fast. But the word today from Mark 16, 15 through 20, God, I am totally yielded to see miracles, signs, and wonders in my life. I was going to preach on the difference in miracles, signs, and wonders. And do you really want to see them in your life? And if so, are you prepared to make the sacrifices that are necessary for it? God said, not today. Go on and talk to them about the Daniel fast. Well, the reason this fast is called the Daniel fast is because over in Daniel, beginning in the 9th chapter, you can see the prayer that Daniel prayed as he was leading into this fast. He had found himself in a situation where, good God, he needed God to intercede and to come right then. He poured his heart out to God. You need to go back and reread those scriptures. He cried out. He confessed. He even repented on the part of others. He really cried out from his heart, and we need to do the same as we are going through this fast. Then you go right on over to the 10th chapter, and you see the kind of battle that went goes on in the supernatural realm when you pray, how Satan comes to hinder the answers to your prayers. And therefore, we need to fast and pray so that those answers can be released and we can see them. Oh, yes, that's why I had to stop and teach this morning a little bit and help us understand that all of this connects. Our theme for the year connects our prayer directives and the scriptures that have been given on a daily basis for you to go onto our website, themasterscall.net, and look at the directives every day. They are already there. Dr. Vanessa put them out there. She didn't take time to put it out there for herself. They're out there so that we can follow them day by day for these 40 days. Let us do that as we are going forth. What does the fast consists of? Well, it's no meats, no sweets, nothing white on it. And I tell people that you should go on and avoid all fried foods, caffeine, carbonated beverages, anything that contains preservatives and additives, refined sugars and all of that stuff, which is no good for you anyway, but especially during this time. During the Daniel fast was just for 21 days. That's why I tell people to get in where you can fit in. I have some folk who says, well, our church has a seven-day fast. I said, good, you can get in here whenever those 7 days are. It's okay. Somebody else said, well, our church is already, my prayer group is already on a 21-day fast. Great. Where there is unity, there is strength. Somebody say, I already have my prayer partner. I don't need another prayer partner. When is it that we don't ever need somebody else to pray for us? You may not pray every day at the same time and everything just like we have it over here, but good God, it's always good to have somebody praying for you. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind. Hey, glory to God. Took the time to pray for me. And that's why I am where I am today, because somebody took the time to pray for me. God laid me on somebody's heart, and somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for you, too. You aren't where you are because, hallelujah, you are educated, look good, and dress good, and smell good. Hey, glory to God. The devil doesn't care nothing about that. Hallelujah. But he does care when he hear you and see you down on your knees, down before God, repenting and crying out to God and saying, help me, Lord. And not only me, but help my sister and my brother. Deliver us, God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We need you. We can't do nothing without you. This country is in a mess, God. God, come now and come quick. We need you to move in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We need to pray out and cry out to God right now. And God, we thank you, because we know without a shadow of a doubt that when we do that, you are going to bring to us some profound miracles, some signs, and some wonders. We are going to see it in our lives. Yes, we are. I'm hearing down in my spirit here, somebody said, you didn't do your verse. No, I didn't. I want you to go over there and do them yourself. But I am going to do this one verse here. Let me see. I have it right here as we are preparing for this fast. I want you all to get this, go back over in Daniel, read all of Daniel, but especially the chapters 9 and 10, especially those. Bless the name of Jesus. There is a clarion call that we are making this morning for you to come on and fast. And Jesus being full, this is in Luke 4, and I'm going to read this, and then we are going to close. I wanted to take time to read this. And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Being 40 days. Somebody said, why are we doing 40 days? I need to let you know. Jesus did it. And you always talking about, I want to be like Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, my time is gone. For 40 days, Jesus took time. And as he came out, he was hungry. meaning that he had not eaten. Didn't say that he didn't drink. We believe that he drank. So therefore, we are going to drink. We are going to eat fruits and vegetables, and we are going to pray during this time, asking God to come, allow your anointing to make a difference, to break yokes, to absolutely destroy yokes, so that we can go forth bright and shining for you. We are ready for this fast, God, and we are believing you for signs and wonders and miracles as a result of the fast. Come on, Honorable Cynthia Cox, and close us out. I will come back and give you the benediction after you finish with the announcement.
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for that profound word. And I am so grateful to be on this fast. I thank God for you. And then after this, we will call you back for a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. And I pray over our prayer request. Dear God, I come humbly before you this morning, thanking you that I can see, feel, and breathe on my own this morning. Lord, help me to be strong this morning, Lord. Thank you, and you love us all. Thank you, thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton for that powerful message this morning. We must fast for God to work through us, in order for us to have what we want out of life. And I tell you, as I fast, I learn so much, God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you so much, Dr. P.K., for sharing this with us this morning. So everybody, please, we're going to fast. Thank you for the two amazing co-founders, as you just heard that powerful word from Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Well, they stayed, we are connected because of them on this massive call. We can't thank them enough this morning. I just say I can just shout all over this place because God had been for them. I don't know where I was in this morning. Praise God for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for sharing all this life with all of us, that we may be healthy, that we can be on this call and talk about a fast. Hallelujah. Thank you for the prayer warriors, the guests that joined us this morning and thought about not Robbie to be with us this morning. Hallelujah. We pray for Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Scott, Mother Eleanor. I make you up this call. We pray for every sick, shut-in, visit the hospital and the nursing home. Pray for the ones that are incarcerated. Pray for the world, Lord, because it is a trying time for us, Lord, but you already know before we do. I want to say God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. It's good to just do what God wants us to do. Lord, we want to fast. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let me just say to you, I know you want to hear this playback. This is a powerful message Dr. P.K. Robertson shared with us. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Make sure you share it with each and every one. Let us not forget the kickoff, artist kickoff in Houston, Texas, January 25th through the 26th, and the Houston Marriott South at Hobby Airport. Please go to the correct airport. Special prices of $89 plus tax, and you will get a breakfast. Isn't that exciting? So you can register artistlife.com kickoff 2020. So join them there in Houston. The new motivation call will be next. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617. And let me just update you on Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be our host and greeter, and Minister Jackie will be the speaker this morning. Again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting and opening us up and also ushering us in this morning. So we so appreciate you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. P.K. Roberts, again, for that powerful message this morning. Will you come back and close us in a benediction, please? Thank you.
Absolutely. as you all are praying, I'm asking that you pray for me. Pray to God that as I am traveling to Loma Linda, California, for treatment for Mycobacteria kinsasi, that God will move as only God can. I love him, love him, love him, and thank him, thank him, thank him for all that he is doing to, through, and for each and every one of us as we are fasting. So I'm going from one mountain to another. God, we ask now that your holy anointing will rest, rule, and abide with each of us, reminding us not day by day, but minute by minute that you are present with us and that you are keeping us as we go through this fast together, and that the unity that is coming as a result of our fasting and praying for each other is supernaturally released by you. We thank you for doing it, and we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.